The following article has been edited by Paul Southers from the Disability Rights UK newsletter of the 7th of January 2021. Women and Equality Select Committee report: pandemic has had profoundly adverse effects on disabled people's access to services. Disabled people have suffered a range of profoundly adverse effects from the pandemic, including starkly disproportionate deaths, says a report published in December by the Women and Equalities Committee. The report calls for an independent inquiry into the causes of adverse outcomes for disabled people, including the decisions and policies of the government and public authorities, to take place as soon as the pandemic is more clearly under control. Committee Chair Caroline Noakes said, "Disabled people who already faced substantial barriers to equal participation in society have suffered a range of profoundly adverse effects. They have faced problems with unequal access to food and potentially discriminatory practices in health and social care services. Existing systemic problems in education for children and young people with special educational needs have worsened. The government has been far too slow to address concerns about engagement and communications. We need genuinely effective mechanisms by which disabled people can influence policies and practices which affect them, and ensure that hard-won rights and equalities are not eroded. Our inquiry heard extensive evidence from disabled people of the profoundly unequal adverse effects. Our report makes the case for an independent inquiry into the causes. Key findings and recommendations include equal access to food. The government's focus on people who are clinically extremely vulnerable to the virus, while rational from a medical perspective, was an inappropriate proxy for the need for support with access to food and had unintended consequences. The report calls on the government to better promote the vital importance of reasonable adjustments required under the Equality Act to allow disabled people equal access to food. Health and social care. Potentially discriminatory critical care guidelines and doctors' blanket use of do not attempt resuscitation, or DNAR notices, caused disabled people great distress and anxiety, leaving them feel that their lives were less valued than others. A robust response is needed to restore disabled people's confidence that their rights and needs are given equal consideration. The widespread adoption of continuous mask wearing has made effective communication impossible for people who lip read, and much more difficult for BSL users and disabled people who are more reliant on facial expression for communication. The existing crisis in provision for children and young people with special educational needs, or SEND, had been exacerbated by the pandemic. In the previous two issues of Talking News, we've included articles on a campaign by Guide Dogs to further this particular cause. Communications and engagement. Although the government described its engagement with disabled people as very positive, open and effective, the committee heard a very different perspective from some disabled people and their organisations, who took the view that they had been excluded and ignored.